we've shown the minister what we did and showed what a great multi-agency response we had to the flooding back in the winter, and been able to talk to him and show him what we did, he said he'd take that message back to the Prime Minister and discuss that more widely.
Is there more that you want the government to do in the future to help you in your job to protect the city from flooding?
We can use the resources that we've got to work out how best to respond to flooding, and we'll be working with our partners in the coming weeks, months and years to work out how we do that. We've got our budgets now confirmed for next year. The government has invested more money in flood defences, which means that we can go out and carry on doing the work that we have been doing to try and reduce the risk of flooding of people in Hampshire.
Just about the Itchen, I know that we had these huge bags of gravel put in to sort of stem the flow so it didn't come into Winchester. What's happening with that? Because are they going to be removed soon?
We're working on the plan to remove those at the moment. It's not quite as easy removing things from the river as it was putting them in. We've had a contractor looking at it this week, and we'll be developing the plans to remove them. We'll be able to use some of the material to increase the habitat for fish in the river, so some of that gravel can be used for spawning, so there'll be a benefit to the environment as well as reducing the risk of flooding to people of Winchester.
And was that a successful operation? Would it be used again if need be, if we had a similar situation to like this winter?
Part of the thing we're looking at the moment is what can we do to try and replicate something that happened during the flooding over the winter, and there may be some work that we can do to do a hard engineering scheme, or it may be that we just need to work on our plans on response, and that may well be part of it, but that's something that we're looking at as we go through the coming months.